From Hollywood, Rudy Valley presents The Dream Show.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
Yes, Rudy Valley, brought to you by Dream Shampoo.
No other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Hello, Dream Show, Rudy Valley speaking.
Hello, Mr. Valley. I'm the fire watcher in the Hollywood Hills where you live.
Fire watcher?
Yep. It's my job to be on the lookout for fires. There was a whopper the other day. You could see the flames for miles.
When you saw the fire, what did you do?
Grabbed a big stick with a marshmallow on the end of it.
Apparently, you don't know much about fire prevention. Those hills get pretty dry this time of year. You have to keep them damp.
Well, I do keep them damp.
Oh, do you have a sprinkler system in the hill?
No, I have a system of my own. I have water on the knee, so three times a day I crawl through the hill.
This is all very educational, but just why did you call me?
Well, Mr. Valley, I wanted to warn you about something. There's an escaped lunatic in them there hills right near your house.
Yeah, escaped lunatic?
Yep. Runs around spouting speeches from Shakespeare. In fact, he thinks he's the old boy himself.
He thinks he's William Shakespeare?
Yep.
Well, thanks for warning me. William Shakespeare. Why, that's ridiculous.
Certainly is. How could he be Shakespeare? Everybody knows them Hollywood studios have been trying to get Shakespeare over here for years, but he won't leave England.
This is the nicest part of the day, getting back home to Villa Valley. It looks so beautiful in the twilight. Why, there's the first star. Starlight, star bright, first star I've seen tonight. Wish I may, wish I might, have the wish I wish tonight. I wish the banks would start paying 4.5% interest again. What a day this has been. The secretary of my theatrical agency doesn't show up. She sends a girlfriend to substitute for her. Hope this new girl knows what she's doing. If that weren't enough, there's a lunatic who thinks he's William Shakespeare running around here.
Right this way, folks. Right this way.
What is that?
Get your tickets here for the evening tour through Villa Valley. Only 35 cents.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. My Villa Valley tours. One of my favorite enterprises. No big profits, but a nice steady income.
Ah, what a bargain, ladies and gentlemen. For only 35 cents, you see the home and grounds of Rudy Valley. See his famous swimming pool. The only swimming pool in the world filled with green shampoo.
Quite a crowd taking the tour. Guess the racetracks didn't hurt my business after all. Can't understand why my secretary, Irene Ryan, didn't show up today. I'd better go in the house and see what the new girl is like.
Good evening, Mr. Valley. I'm Yvonne King, the new secretary.
Oh, good evening, Miss King.
Gosh, it's exciting working in your theatrical agency. Rudy Valley, I'll never forget the first time I saw you on the stage. I had an awful crush on you.
Well, it probably was just puppy love.
Oh, it must have been puppy love. I bit the usher on the way out.
You're very pretty, Miss King. Tell me, do you type?
No.
What a beautiful blonde. Do you take shorthand?
No.
What a figure. Do you do any bookkeeping?
No.
Good, you're hired.
But, Mr. Valley, I can't type, I can't take shorthand, and I can't do any bookkeeping.
Please don't bother me with details.
Well, it's rather late. I'd better be getting home.
Oh, Miss King, I couldn't let you go home alone. It would be too dangerous. There's an escaped lunatic wandering through the hills.
Lunatic?
Yes, he thinks he's William Shakespeare. So you'd better let me take you home. If you like, we could go for a ride, stop at a restaurant, take in a show, and not to mention nightclubs.
Nightclubs?
I just told you not to mention them.
Yvonne, Bonnie.
Who are they?
Oh, I might as well tell you, Mr. Valley. I'm really not a secretary. We're the King Sisters. We came up here to sing for you.
And we're not going to let you leave until you hear us sing Old Man River.
No, girls, wait a minute. I'll listen to you some other time. Right now, your sister and I are going out to dinner. Of course, Miss King, if you'd like to spend a more intimate evening.
Yes.
We could wait until it became very, very dark.
Yes.
Slip away from everybody around here.
Yes.
and get out of the ditch and dig for clams.
Well, shall we go?
Just a minute, Mr. Valley. Where do you think you're going?
What is this?
Oh, that's my Aunt Penelope. She came along to chaperone us.
Mr. Valley, my nieces came up here to sing, not for romance, you vagabond lover, you.
Very well, Aunt Penelope. I'll listen to the girls sing. All right, King Sisters.
Old Man River, that old man river, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He keeps on rolling, he just keeps rolling along. We know he don't plant taters, he don't plant cotton, but them that plant them is soon forgotten. But old man river, he keeps on rolling along. That river's old, but he keeps on rolling, and he acts so mean, but he's got a soul, and so he keeps on moving. He's on the go all the time. Concerning taters, no planning, he's busy gallivanting, doesn't worry about cotton, the cotton can't be gotten.
My neighbors enjoyed it.
Oh, Rudy.
What is it, Truman?
Rudy, I don't blame you for wanting to date up Yvonne King. I wouldn't mind taking her out myself.
Really?
Yes. Of course, if I went out with Yvonne, Rudy, I'd insist that she brought her three sisters along and her Aunt Penelope.
Gracious to Betsy. What would you want all those others along for?
Can you think of a better way to get five women together to tell them about Dream Shampoo? Why, gosh, Rudy. They'll probably buy me champagne when I tell them how Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action is different from all other shampoos. How it brings out the sparkling beauty of their hair. How it leaves hair so manageable and lustrous. And speaking of luster, you know, drab, lifeless hair could be caused just by the wrong shampoo. Most shampoos are nothing but liquid soap, really. And soap of any kind leaves a dulling film on the hair. Now, Dream never leaves any dulling film. It brings out all the lustrous highlights. Dream removes every trace of unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. And now that this improved Dream has a wonderful hair conditioning action, it leaves your hair far easier to manage right after shampooing. So take a tip from the Glamour Girls.
No other shampoo, only Dream shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dream shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Miss King, may I call you Yvonne?
Of course, Rudy.
Yvonne?
Yes, Rudy.
Is your aunt around?
No.
Then what are we waiting for? Ah, that was wonderful. How about another kiss?
Well, all right, but first put your hat back on.
Why?
I love the way it flies off when I kiss you.
Oh, here comes your aunt. I'll see you later.
Yvonne, I thought I told you to keep away from Rudy Valley.
Oh, but Aunt Penelope, we were only standing here talking.
Yvonne, he had his arms around you.
Well, I wasn't even standing close to Rudy Valley.
No, who else would write, buy Dream shampoo on your forehead?
Oh, Aunt Penelope, he's so cute. He has such curly hair, such a curly nose.
Men. Men, men, men. All this talk about men irritates me. Men have ruined my life. My first husband ran away with another woman. My second husband double-crossed me. My third husband stole my money. Men. You know what I think about men?
What?
I'm nuts about them. Yvonne, I'm leaving for a few minutes, and I don't want you going for any moonlit walks with Mr. Vella. It could be very dangerous, you know. That crazy man who thinks he's Shakespeare roaming around the hills. See you later.
What's all this talk about a lunatic who thinks he's Shakespeare? It sounds silly to me. What if he was around here? Who would be afraid of him? Who?
I would.
Open up, Violet.
There's nobody home.
Open up, I say.
Really, we all went away for the weekend.
Greetings, fair wench.
Why all the commotion? If the door was unlocked, why didn't you just walk in?
What? And spoil me entrance? Said you, girl. Methinks you know not who I am.
Oh, yes, I do. Sure, I do. You're William Shakespeare.
If I'm William Shakespeare, then you're Lady Macbeth.
What?
You're Lady Macbeth.
Sure, sure. Anything you say.
Lady Macbeth, is this a dagger that I see before me?
Dagger?
Hark, I think I hear a knocking.
Is someone at the door?
No.
Then it's my knees. Excuse me, Mr. Shakespeare, but you sure look funny smoking that cigar.
Well, she jests at cigars that never tried to buy a pack of Camels.
Mr. Shakespeare, you've been here quite a while. Don't you think your friends will miss you?
Friends? What friends?
You know, the little man in the white coat.
I have no friends. I'm the Melancholy Dane.
Melancholy Dane? With that hair comb, you look more like a dejected St. Bernard.
Well, you know how hard it is to get bobby pins these days.
If it were done when 'tis done, then 'twere well it were done quickly. If the assassination...
Assassination?
Time is ticking. Ere the sun rises again, my work must be done.
Rudy!
What's the matter, Yvonne? What's the matter?
Oh, that crazy man, he was here.
Oh, nonsense, Yvonne.
Oh, yes, he was. Right here in this room. He's probably hiding somewhere.
Where could he be hiding? Here, I'll show you. He's not in there. He's not in there.
Out of the way, Violet, or I'll blow your brains out.
He's not in there either. Well, just let's look in the other rooms. I'm sure it's just all your imagination.
All right this way, folks. Right this way.
Who's that?
Oh, that's the Villa Valley tour there. Right on time, too.
And now, folks, we come to the highlights of the tour through Villa Valley. You get to meet the one and only Rudy Valley.
My time is your time. Your time is my time. There's no time like...
Mr. Valley, you're forgetting yourself. This isn't the 50-cent tour. It's only the 35-cent tour.
Oh, of course. My time is your time. Good night, folks.
If you'd like to hear the rest of Mr. Valley's song, there's a 50-cent tour moving in five.
Oh, yes, Ryan. Where were we? Oh, yes, we were looking for the Shakespearean madman. Ah!
There. Did you hear that, Rudy? It came from there. He's right in that room.
Why, that's only my Uncle Emil Boreo from Saskatoon. Eh bien, vraiment, voilà. Oh, Uncle Emil.
Oh, yes. Nephew Rudy. You are calling me, yes? No?
Uh-huh. Yes, yes. Uncle Emil, this young lady here thought you were a lunatic.
Oh, thank you very much, mademoiselle. That's very kind of you.
Uncle Emil, perhaps you didn't hear what I said. She thinks you are crazy.
Well, I guess I'm all mixed up. It's because I'm not getting enough sleep lately. You see, Rudy, I suffer from insomnia.
You also suffer from mispronunciation. Yvonne, if you'll excuse me for a moment, I'd like to talk to my Uncle Emil.
Of course, Rudy.
Uncle, you're an expert in these matters. If you wanted to win a girl like Yvonne King, what would you do?
Oh, it's very simple. Vous prenez la petite main, vous l'embrassez par la petite chose, vous faites le petit truc, et c'est une chose très compréhensible. Pourquoi? Parce que la chose est très bien. Vous comprenez très bien.
Je m'en prochain, comme d'habitude, l'on se tourne à l'église, à l'école, mes élèves en haut, un beau pelor, et 8h30. 4 et 6h30, promesse de mariage pour la deuxième fois entre Amérique, pas sur Jean-Baptiste Toulon, hein?
Rudy, what did he say?
He said sing.
J'ai peur de tes yeux captivants. J'ai peur de tes baisers brûlants. Et je frémis en songeant qu'un jour je t'aurais à moi pour toujours. Tu m'as si bien ensorcelé. De toi je ne puis me passer. Je t'aime tant et j'ai soif de toi. Et je voudrais te fuir pour toi. The spell of your eyes all aglow, your kisses that frighten me so, how oft in dreams I'm with you. You belong to me for toujours. You hold me enchained with your love, as earth to the sun up above. I love you, dear, yet I pause in fear. And I leave you enthroned for quiet.
Well, I don't seem to be getting any place with Yvonne. Every time I get nearer, that aunt of hers walks in. If I could only get rid of that aunt. Wait a minute. No, that wouldn't work. You have to have a permit to carry a gun. I know, she's scared stiff of that lunatic. What if I were to turn off the light, stand here in the dark and...
Oh, Yvonne, my, it's dark in here. That Rudy Valley and his house rules. Lights out at 10 o'clock. What's that moving in the corner?
When shall we three meet again, in thunder, lightning, or in rain?
Double, double, toil and trouble. Fire, burn, and cauldron, bubble.
It's a madman!
It wasn't hard getting rid of her. All I had to say was double, double, toil and trouble.
Fire, burn, and cauldron, bubble.
Who said that?
Fair is foul, and foul is fair. Hover through the fog and the filthy air.
Is there someone in this room with me?
Mm-hmm.
It's the lunatic, all right. I can't see you, but I'd recognize your voice anywhere. You're William Shakespeare.
Who did you think I was?
Follow me where she danced.
I'd better turn the light on.
Hello, Rudy.
Oh, what a relief. It's John Carradine.
Yes, and I'm not William Shakespeare, me wandering minstrel, me vagabond troubadour.
I'm sorry, John. It's all been a mistake. Well, it's really nice having you here. Have you seen the rest of the house?
No, the last time I was here, I only took the 35-cent tour.
By the way, John, what brought you to Villa Valley tonight?
Well, Rudy, I thought I might interest your theatrical agency in forming a Shakespearean repertory company starring John Carradine.
Sounds like an excellent idea.
You think I'm kidding, Rudy?
I've often wondered, John, what a Shakespearean expert such as yourself considered Shakespeare's best play.
One of my favorite plays is Macbeth. One of my favorite scenes from it is the scene of Macbeth's remorse after his murder of Duncan. But he says this. I thought I heard a voice cry. Sleep no more. Macbeth, does murder sleep? The innocent sleep. Sleep that knits up the raveled sleeve of care. The death of each day's life. Sore labor's bath. Balm of hurt minds. Great nature's second course. Chief nourisher. In life's feast. Still it cried, sleep no more to all the house. Glamis hath murdered sleep, and therefore Corder shall sleep no more. Macbeth shall sleep no more.
Thank you, John. The neighbors enjoyed that, too. Thank you, John.
It was a pleasure, Rudy. I go now, but I shall return.
Oh, Rudy.
Oh, am I glad to see you, Yvonne. Everything's all set. We can go out now. I got rid of your aunt.
Oh, I can't go out with you tonight. I already have a date. In fact, you should be calling for me now.
Juliet! Juliet!
Coming, Romeo!
Yvonne, with whom do you have a date?
John Carradine, of course.
Everything happens to me.
Oh, nephew Rudy.
Oh, Uncle Emil, where have you been for the last 2 weeks?
I was at the San Francisco Conference.
San Francisco Conference? What were you doing up there?
I was teaching them English. And this is the way some of the participants will sing that sensational American song, Pistol Picking Mama. I mean, Mercy Dots. The first one, the way an excitable Frenchman will sing Mercy Dots. His name is Monsieur le Vicomte de Centrelle. Voilà, please. Ma chérie, mon amour, tu sais très bien, je t'aime. Non, 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 non. Brum, brum. Oui, ma chérie, mon amour, tu sais très bien, je t'aime. Non, 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 non. Oui, oui. C'est une femme que j'aime bien. Oh, ma chérie, je t'aime. C'est une femme que j'aime bien. Non, oui, non, oui. Ma chérie, mon amour, tu sais très bien, je t'aime. Oui, non, 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 non. Voilà. Now, this is the way a Russian from Moscow will sing it. His name is Tavarish Periplochik Strakovsky Shmaravosky Avtsurovsky Da. Мирский, датский, шматский, троцкий, милая Москва. Ай! Ты милая моя родная. Ай! Ты милая моя родная. Мирский, датский, ты милая моя Россия. Ты золотка, ты милая. Тимошенский, Страковский, шматский, хоцкий, лоцкий, троцкий, милая Москва. Ай! Ты милая моя родная. Ты милая моя. And now, my friend, the last one, the way an American will sing it. Swang it, Butch, swang it. Mercy dots and oats and oats, a little lumsy daddy, a kiddly daddy day, won't you? Mercy dots and oats and oats, a little lumsy daddy, a kiddly daddy day, won't you? The bush sounds clear and funny to the hair, a little bit chum and jolly, sing merry oats and oats and oats, ropa di tarachi di brava. Mercy dots and oats and oats, a little lumsy daddy, a kiddly daddy day, won't you? A kiddly daddy day, won't you?
Mr. Tom Posley, dear Kelchos, Otricker, Dream Shampoo.
Toon Bradley, what are you trying to say? Pravda dashvidanya, nichevo, galupcha, karashav, Dream Shampoo.
Truman, have you lost your mind?
En todas ciudades del mundo, las señoras hermosos siempre usan Dream Shampoo.
Truman, what are you trying to do?
Rudy, I'm just telling women all over the world about Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action. Because beautiful women everywhere know the importance of keeping their hair looking lovely. Glamour begins with gleaming, lustrous hair. That's why Dreen is so popular. You see, dull, mousy hair could be caused just by the shampoo you're using. Most shampoos are nothing but liquid soap, really. And soap of any kind leaves a dulling film on the hair. Now, Dreen never leaves any dulling film. It brings out all the shining luster. And this improved Dreen has a wonderful hair conditioning action that leaves your hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing. So, whether you wash your hair at home or go to a beauty shop, insist on Dreen.
No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo, with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Welcome, 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 oh, welcome home.
We waited and waited and waited and waited and waited to welcome you home.
Welcome, welcome, open the door up wide.
We're all so elated, 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 elated to be by your side.
Across the ocean
and the valley, found your way back to our alley.
We're excited
and delighted
to drink to your health once again. Welcome, welcome, promise you'll never roam.
We waited and waited and waited and waited and waited to welcome you home.
A song which in its timely feeling has a heart-warming note for many of our boys returning home. The number Welcome by Fred Spielman, Kermit Gold.
Across the ocean
and the valley,
found your way back to our alley. We're excited
and delighted
to drink to your health once again. Oh, welcome, welcome, promise you'll never roam.
We waited and waited and waited and waited and waited to welcome you home.
It's time to sing a good night song again.
Ladies, every drip of grease from your frying pan can help us lick the treacherous Japs. Save waste fat for the war front and the home front, and turn it into your meat dealer as often as you can.
Ruby Valley will present another dream show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday evening at the same time from the stage of Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood as a special Bond show in connection with a mighty Seventh War Loan. And Rudy's guests will be Lou Holtz and Aurora Miranda with Irene Ryan and Sarah Berner. Tonight's dream show was written by Selma Diamond and Jack Robinson. The music was arranged and conducted by Frank DeVall. This is Truman Bradley speaking, and remember,
no other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.